A new trend this year when you're giving out your Halloween candy is to have two bowls. One bowl is filled of like the premium candy, full-size bars, the good stuff everybody wants, the Kit Kats, the Snickers, etc.
I mean, the rare stuff, though. Yeah. Right, full-size bars.
Yep, and then the other one is fun size or the candy that's less expensive, and that goes to the people who I guess just didn't try hard enough.
I actually think that this is a great idea. So I've been making the transition to full-size bars over the last few years, and my wife always wants to talk me out of it. We don't get enough kids. It's this, that. Then we're left with all these full-size candy bars. Secretly, she's right, and I want those full-size candy bars.
100%.
But what we also do is we set up a bar and a fire pit in the driveway, and we have a lot of adults come over. So long after the kids have gone back to their houses, and again, it's sporadic in my neighborhood. We usually don't get all that many kids. The people will hang out all night. Well, they don't need any candy when they're standing there or whatever. But when they've finished all the moonshine, when they've drank a few, you know, glasses of a tequila drink or whatever, at the end of the night when my wife's picking up the table, she's just prone to let everybody take everything.
Mm.
That's $30 in chocolate you just gave to Joe, the neighbor, down at the end of the cul-de-sac.
It's so funny. So I have the full-size bars, but I have them on the side.
Right.
But I keep them as awards. So if there's an exceptionally creative costume, it doesn't have to be like an expensive costume.
Sure.
But something that's super creative, or I think that a kid like really put thought into it, or if they are not just something classic, they do something like educational. Don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Wait a minute. Educational?
Sometimes like kids do things that are so smart. Like I saw a kid that came one year as a scientist and he did like a science experiment in front of me. I gave him 3 full-size Starbursts.
Yeah, what did you learn? Did you do an equation after? Did
I
you learn anything?
I had 2 glasses of Cabernet
right.
at that
you
point.
You didn't learn anything.
I mean, there was smoke and stuff. It was incredible. If you show up at my house and you put on a show for me, I'm going to give you all the candy.
Fair enough. I think what the word you're looking for is clever, not educational.
It could also be clever.
Okay.
It could also be clever.
All right.
But
so
to me, they're like awards. So
yeah.
I guess it's kind of the same thing. But if you, what I never thought about doing was punishing the people that don't try as hard. The ones that don't show up, you know, like don't show up wearing a costume.
Yeah.
And not like just the kids that don't show up wearing a costume. I mean, like if you're 34
yeah.
and you've knocked on my door 3 times tonight, like, you know what? Fine. You're getting like the worst thing I could possibly give you. I don't know.
I mean, if you're 34, you've knocked on my door 3 times. I'm only opening the door very slightly.
I get a pencil. You get a number 2 pencil. That's what you get.
I don't want you to see inside my home. I get what you're saying. I mean, the amount of money invested in it never counts, right? And you always have to account for the fact that some kids just, their parents didn't have the money or the time.
Of course. And right? They should never be punished.
And we want to make sure that they're going to get candy, of course.
Yes.
But I know what you're saying is if there's a little something extra in there, then maybe I got a little something extra for you in the pail.
And maybe next year they'll work a little harder when they come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
3 trending news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for your selection, Raven?
What do you got?
Number 1, man carrying gun at corn maze accidentally shoots himself.
Come on, man.
Number 2, sheriff claims he was forced to eat laced Halloween candy as a child.
I mean, what? Say what?
Mm-hmm.
Forced?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And number 3, authorities uncover multi-million-dollar Midwest meat theft ring.
I'm going to go with a laced candy because I don't see how that could be true. Please inform me.
I just want to say.
No.
I don't want to say this is untrue, but I just, when you listen to this sheriff, you tell me if you 100% believe what he's saying.
Okay.
A sheriff out of Alabama claims that as a child, he was forced to eat a piece of candy laced with LSD while at a local fair and ended up in the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Here he is. I mean, it's a huge claim.
Okay.
Here he is talking about it.
Don't take any candy or anything from anybody. We're just going to let you ride the ride. And he just kept insisting that I take the candy. So he opened the candy for me and put it up to my mouth. You got drugs just like candy. You got cookies laced with anything. You got apples and fruits that people put razor blades in.
Okay. All right. I mean, I've heard some of these stories before. Does he continue or
no.
Is that it? Because that seems like a lot.
That's it. And I feel like if you got laced with LSD,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of your story? What happened after? Well, like, don't you want to know?
I mean, you don't remember. Just speaking for a friend.
Okay.
You don't remember. But what I will say is, like, I mean, seriously. So if somebody opened a candy bar, if somebody was like, hey, would you like a piece of candy? Mm-hmm. And you were like, no. And then they were like, would you like it? And they kept asking. And then they opened said candy.
And put it to your mouth.
And then they held it to your mouth. I mean, what would you still keep eating it? I mean, even if it was my father, it would be a little bit. I'd pull back, right?
You know, you hear these stories all the time about the razors and a lot of it is urban legend. None of it's really happened. It's media hype and all that. There's been instances here and there.
I was going to say, be careful. Don't say never, but right.
If you really do the deep dive, like okay. I went on history.com last night because I was just so curious.
Did
about
an internet
it.
Vortex
oh,
thing?
Oh, I went right down the hole. A lot of it is not true. There's nothing really scientific or news-based to back it up.
No
but
proof.
Obviously, you should check your kids' candy. So
right.
These are the things that you should do as a parent when your kids go trick-or-treating.
Ask your kids not to eat any candy they receive until they get home. Let them take along some candy from home so they won't be tempted to dig in.
That was a really smart idea, right? I heard that and I was like, absolutely, because the first time you get that Kit Kat, you're like, yes, Kit Kat, you want to open it up.
Yeah.
But if you already have one in your pocket that mom gave you, you don't have to worry about eating the one the stranger just gave you.
Maybe I'm wrong. I never ate candy while I was out doing the work.
Oh,
I'm
I
out there to
did.
Put in the work to get the candy.
My street, because I have a drop-off street for the kids, is littered with wrappers
oh,
the
really?
Morning after Halloween.
They
yeah.
start right away, huh?
Yep.
When your kids get home, immediately throw out anything that isn't in its original sealed wrapper.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, this one struck me as a little bit odd.
Inspect fruit carefully.
What? No. If my kid shows up at home.
Fruit goes in the trash.
And they got a peach in their thing.
Yeah.
There's been some kind of mistake, right?
Yeah, it goes in the trash.
Uh-huh.
Homemade treats should be thrown out unless you know the person who baked them.
Yeah, don't do that. I know it's nice to make the homemade treats, but if you don't know the people, it's just creepy, right?
Yeah, no, you can't do it, no.
One last thing.
If you're still worried, you can ask your local hospital or care center if they x-ray candy on Halloween night.
Don't do that. Like, come on.
Now we're making my candy radioactive.
Forget that.
We don't
do
want
that.
To do that. No. If I got to put my Snickers under a lead apron, there's a problem.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You're not supposed to complain, but sometimes it just makes you feel good, right? What is the thing that drives you crazy? When somebody does it, talks about it, this is your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Otis, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those parents that takes all the good candy out of your kids' bags on Halloween night, that's all I need to know about you.
Not on Halloween night, but over the next few days. That's what I'll do. Like, I'll reach in every once in a while. I'll be like, oh, look, there's this. Oh, look, there's that.
And you never take a bad one, right? You're going to take a good one.
Right. Because the bad one, you know what I do? I bring it here to work. And I put it out in the kitchen, and it's gone within minutes. It's amazing. People don't care if they have, like, six-week-old Tootsie Rolls. They'll eat it anyway.
No, Tootsie Rolls are normally rock hard anyways, right? It ain't going to make no difference.
Mm-hmm.
That thing could go through, like, a war.
Yeah.
It'd still be the same.
But if you think for 1 second that I'm not going to take a Kit Kat when it's right in front of my face, you're out of your mind.
I'm checking to make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
I got to check your stuff.
Let me just take a bite.
With no Snickers.
Nope.
Jessica, that's all I need to know about you.
So if your costume is like a little too real, that's all I need to know about you. Like the swords, like guns, I don't know, too much like blood. No.
Well, you've been spending years at the Renaissance Fair trying to figure out what you're going to do with that cloak. So what are you going
to
do?
Finally, I've got something to do with this dagger.
Yeah.
If you have throwing stars and they have real points on them. Yeah, that's I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Nunchucks,
right.
Like too much.
Brendan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're an adult and stay in character while wearing your costume, that's all I need to know about you.
It requires a certain kind of dedication, right? But it also requires a certain amount of weirdness.
Do you ever go to that costume party where there's a guy dressed as Elvis and he just won't break character to the point where it's real creepy? You're like, all right, buddy. Like, I get it.
It's a good choice, right? Because they feel like they can do it so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it depends on how long you go. Like, if you go to the door, somebody knocks on your door and you say something in old English because you're dressed like a king, that's one thing. If you go around acting like you're a member of Game of Thrones for 2 days throughout the weekend just because you've got a party to go to, that's all I need to know about you. I'm with you. That's weird, man.
Olivia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you give out stale popcorn balls or any other kind of terrible candy, that's all I need to know about you.
Sometimes I wonder, like, there must be a fan of this type of candy in the house, right? Because certain candies, I get them and I'm just like, dud, immediately. Terrible choice.
I just saw a study that the new number one worst Halloween candy to give out is circus peanuts. And I want to know, what kind of heathen are you when you see circus peanuts and you're like, let me give this to the children? But, Raven, if we're going to bring back a candy that is incredibly unpopular, I mean, I know that we always say that the elder folks like the Werther's originals, but those caramel candies are delicious, and I wouldn't mind getting a few of those on Halloween.
When's the last time you went to a CVS? They're still alive.
No, I know, but why are they shunned by people as like the old people candy? They're delicious.
Yeah, I think you're rounding the corner now of old age.
You're going to find six at the bottom of my purse, just like my grandmother. Can you crush a pumpkin with your thighs? It seems like such a simple question to ask. You know how these fitness people, they post all these videos and they go viral? Well, for some reason, over the last week, it's been viral of all these fitness people trying to crush pumpkins with their thighs. Here's a montage.
Are we talking about like bodybuilders and stuff?
No, but like, they're like regular fitness
people. Okay.
Regular people.
Yeah.
I have very strong inner thighs. If you couldn't do it. That pumpkin is not going anywhere.
So most people failed. So I sidebarred without telling the guys. I sent the guys a text here, Raven, producer Sean, and producer John. I said, hey, quick question. What do you think you can crush with your thighs?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody responded. Now, let's start with Sean. Sean, you said that you could crush a cantaloupe, a watermelon, and a pumpkin. I have all three of those things in front of you. Which one do you want to crush with your thighs?
Well, I guess I'll go big or go home and try the pumpkin, huh?
You're going to try the pumpkin?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You are going to hurt yourself, man.
I'm going to get in the ground here, okay?
Okay, well, that's a good move because the ASMR guy definitely used his thighs on the ground to crush the pumpkin.
Oh, maybe that's why he was whispering because he thought he was going to take a nap after.
All right. I brought in Dakota, my three-year-old's pumpkin, so let's see what happens. I didn't tell her. All right. Producer Sean.
This is an awkward position.
Oh, you thought it was so easy to crush a pumpkin.
I thought it would be easy. I don't think it is anymore.
I did some research, and it's actually impossible to crush a lot of things with your thighs. A watermelon with your thighs takes 520 pounds of weight, and it's really difficult to do it. We're going to give up and say you have failed using your thighs. All right. Next, Raven said that he could, with his thighs, crush a banana, Kleenex box, and a bag of chips. What do you want to use first? I have all right in front of you.
Let's do a Kleenex box. That seems like a good challenge there.
Oh, God.
All right. Kleenex box. Yeah. Let's go ahead. You're going to start. Let's see. Can you crush a Kleenex box with your thighs? On your mark, get set. Go.
Oh, crushed.
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 You
look
can,
at that.
Yeah.
Get some of that.
You should hope you're able to do that.
Oh, you want me to do the banana now, John?
Crush the banana. Crush the banana with your thumb.
I'm going to wrap it, though, because I don't want to. I'm wearing black jeans. I don't want to.
A 20-pound capuchin monkey can crush a banana.
Oh, right? Yeah? Well, you know what? Let's see whether or not this man. Oh, I did. I think it's squeezing out the end.
I don't even want to say it. That looks disgusting.
It's actually not all that crushed. Actually, wait a minute. All right, how about the bag of chips?
Can you crush a bag of chips at your thighs? Go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Can you do it?
I can't pop it open.
Your thighs are too weak?
I thought you had that. I thought you had that.
All right, hold on. Let me go from this angle. Go sideways. Go sideways.
Raven's thigh.
Wait, it slid. Wait, it's slippery, man. I'm going to hold it in while you do it.
Good. Use your thighs. Use your thighs. Use your thighs.
They're crushed.
Did you do it? Let me see.
Look, the air is out. It's crushed.
But you didn't open them.
No, that's not crushed.
That's not crushed.
It's not crushed at all.
All right, listen.
I feel so weak.
You are so weak. That guy on the internet.
I can smell the chips, though. You can smell them now. They're open somewhere.
All right. So what we've learned is that Raven can crush a Kleenex box with his thighs, a banana. He cannot do a bag of chips, which is sad. But producer John in the text says that he could crush a container. I have a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
The engineer says I cannot do this in the studio. We're going to send producer John outside, and we're going to take bets when he comes back if he can crush a container of milk with his thighs.
I'm going to wait for it. Crush this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's next.
Yeah, you loved it.
Can you crush a pumpkin with your thighs? It's been trending all over the place. All these fitness people trying to do it. Some have succeeded, some have not. Earlier today, producer Sean tried. He failed miserably.
But I crushed a Kleenex box myself.
Yeah. Turns out people are just trying to crush things with their thighs. And it turns out there's science behind it. You need so many pounds of force to do it.
Yeah.
So I asked the guys, producer John, producer Sean, and Raven, what they believed they could crush with their thighs. Raven succeeded at the Kleenex box earlier. He failed miserably at the bag of potato chips.
I mean, I crushed the chips inside. The air left the bag, but it didn't pop open. And I got to tell you, the banana was tougher than I thought, too.
Yeah. Producer Sean failed at the cantaloupe, watermelon, and pumpkin. But producer John insisted that he could pop a carton of milk, like the top would pop off from the force of his thighs. So, we have a carton of milk right now. Producer John and producer Sean are outside staged. Sean, how's it looking out there?
It looks, a little dark. John looks very comfortable on the ground, getting ready to pop this open.
All right, so John,
but so far so good.
John, you have decided that you're going to lie down to pop the carton in between your thighs.
That's right, like the pros do it, Anna.
I mean, you're going to have milk all over you. I just want to point that out. But
no, he's not.
So with the milk, you don't believe it'll get it open. But so the container, it's a half gallon. Are you holding it vertical or horizontal between your thighs? I want to know which side the opening is on.
No, it's laying down. It's laying down. And it's got the spout pointing away from my body.
So all right.
When I do succeed, because I will succeed, the milk will spray in, away from my hand.
Okay.
All right. So let's take our bets right now. Raven, is he going to be able to crush it with his thighs?
I have $5 that says he can open it. $5.
All
pretty
right.
Crisp.
I take that bet, Raven. I don't think he's going to open it. I don't think his thighs are powerful enough. Sean, do you think his thighs are powerful enough to crush that milk carton?
I think he can do it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the only one that doesn't believe in his thighs?
You better have the money.
All right.
You better have the cash.
All
I'm not letting you off.
All right, go ahead. Do it. Sean, tell us what's happening.
All right,
John's laying down. Come on, John. He's putting in between his thighs right now. You go ahead. Oh, let's. Oh my God, he did it easily. He did that really quick, too. Super easy.
It popped off. It popped off that fast?
That was quick. He got that. Watch out for your phone.
But there's milk everywhere now.
He almost stepped on his phone. Oh, yeah, there's milk everywhere.
It's going to smell like milk outside for days.
Well, it's fine.
Are you not entertained?
Oh,
are you not entertained?
John, your phone stinks. Get Sean's phone. Get Sean's phone. Hold on. Go on Sean's phone. John, how do you feel to be victorious right now? How do you feel being victorious? And you proved me wrong. Your thighs are the mightiest of the group.
That's right. That's right. On the Anna and Raven show, I have the mightiest thighs. I don't know how I feel about that title, really, but it's true, and I'm enjoying it right now.
All right. Congratulations.
Where's my $5?
I'll get you your $5, Raven. We'll put this video up right now on Instagram at Anna and Raven.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again, that spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Hey there, Jessica. We're playing Candy Autopsy today. Anna actually has her witch hat on right now. This is an easy game to play. She's going to read for you the ingredients of a popular candy that people would grab up for Halloween. You correctly identify it, and the Target gift card is yours. Sound good?
Good.
Witch Anna is here! And she has her witch's hat on.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready to hear the ingredients today? They're very spooky.
Yes.
Okay.
Knife in my temple.
Okay. Milk chocolate. Sugar. Milk ingredients. Cocoa butter, cocoa mass, whey powder, lactose, soy, lecithin, polyglycerol, polycineraliate, and natural flavor!
It sounds like a pipe bomb.
Wheat flour, sugar, modified palm oil, cocoa, sodium bicarbonate, soy lecithin.
Oh, this is a long one.
And yeast!
All right there. Wait, do you have a guess? What kind of candy is she describing?
Is it a Kit Kat?
Oh, my God, she's right! Congratulations! You have deserved the Target gift card, you ghoul!
and another chance to win coming up tomorrow.
Can you scare someone with only one sentence?
Well, I like this game. I could give you several examples, I'm sure.
Go ahead.
Well, how about attempting to resume connection and just a spinning circle on your television? This drives me nuts, man. It happens in the middle of all the biggest moments of every show that I'm watching. We're always buffering. Why are we buffering? I have the best internet they offer in my area. What is happening?
That's not a sentence. A sentence would be, oh no, it's buffering again. That would be what's scary.
Okay, I get it.
How about this one? Do you have 5 minutes to jump on a call? No, I don't want to. Why? Why can't you say it in text or email?
This one comes from one of your devices. There's a 45-minute slowdown in 2 miles. You're still on the fastest route.
Oh, the worst. No.
I need to get out of here.
Paula wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, the rent is due.
I remember those days.
Oh, no. Another one is, there's still another week until payday. That's another one.
That is bad.
Let's give it a try. 1-800-330-9999. Heather, you're up first.
My gas tank is empty. I'll get it in the morning.
It's the worst decision you can make as an adult, right? Because it always seems like a good idea when you're tired and you're going home until you're running late in the morning and the kids got to get to school and you're late for work.
I've only made that decision seriously a few times in my life because I know that it never works out well the next day. Certain people, though, they're prone to do this all the time.
I do this all the time.
I know you do.
And then I beg my husband when I get home. I was like, there's no gas in the car.
There's been times where you pull into the parking lot here and you've come up with all seriousness on your face and said, I'm like, I can't believe I made it.
Well, right. Then I have to have producer John or producer Sean follow me out of here to a gas station so I don't get stuck on the side of the road.
Terrible decision making.
You're right. That is terrifying.
Frank, go ahead. Scare us in one sentence.
Today is my daughter's 6-hour dance recital.
You'd rather be anywhere else on the planet. Can't the boss tell everybody they have to work late tonight? I mean, it's a terrible thing. You love your daughter, I'm sure, but you don't want to go to this.
I love dance, and I love watching children dance. But when you get into like hour 2.5, and they all are exactly the same in that tutu holding hands walking on stage, you're like, all right, I'm good here. And 9 times out of 10, there's no bar.
Go ahead, Jordan. Scare us in one sentence.
Your boss schedules an unexpected meeting at 5 on a Friday.
You know, the only thing that's good about that meeting is you know you're not getting fired. Monday at 9 a.m., you're probably getting fired.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they're firing the entire company. That would happen on a Friday at 5.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
Anytime there's a Friday meeting called, it's not good news, right? Have you ever gone to a good Friday meeting?
No.
No.
Samantha, let's see if you can do it. Scare us in one sentence.
So the phone rings, and turns out your car warranty actually did expire.
That's a real thing?
Oh, yeah. It can happen. As a matter of fact, I just took my wife's car in for service last week.
Right.
I thought the oil change was going to be free. Covered for life, right? Nope. $2,000. All the warranties expired in mid-August.
Oh, my gosh. Now, every time I get one of those fake calls, my heart's going to skip a beat.
Oh, my wife, too, when I get home, she's like, what are you talking about? I told them I had a tire shimmy back in July. I was like, yeah, babe, that's not how it works.
Wow, that is scary.
Did you even know that was possible?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Every week, Miss Ayotte from Roosevelt Elementary School tests us to see who is the smartest in this studio. There's a change this week, Miss Ayotte.
Okay.
All right. I will be signaling with the bell like I always do.
Okay.
But Raven thinks that the maracas makes him too slow, so he has switched over to a dog squeaky toy.
Okay.
All right. Take it away.
Question one is going to be a writing question.
God.
There are 7 conjunctions when writing. Can you name any of them or at least one of them? I heard the bell first.
And.
And is one of them.
See?
Yes.
I win. I got one point.
No, you got one question.
Yeah.
You got 1 point. Okay.
Woo!
What about also? Is that one?
No, that's incorrect.
How about it's?
So,
no.
The 7 conjunctions, and there's an acronym to remember it. The acronym for conjunctions is fanboys. So it's for, and, nor, but, or, yet, and so. Question number 2, a math question.
Yes.
My kids are studying for their math quiz tomorrow. So 5 cubed equals what? I heard the bell.
25.
No.
Darn it.
I'm going to go with 50.
No.
10.
No, it's not 10.
Oh.
5 cubed equals 5 times 5 times 5. So it's 125.
Oh,
wow, that's hard.
Tricky.
Question number three, a science question.
Okay.
The kids are studying states of matter. What are the four states of matter? Bell, I heard first, I think.
Oh, gosh. I really buzzed in on this thinking I would know this.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to guess, and you're going to guess the ones that I'm missing. Liquid, gas, steam. No, liquid, gas, fire.
I think that's got to be time at this point.
Evolution,
right?
Of man, of
what?
Fog,
what?
Steam.
That's no, you're out of time.
How many did I get?
You got two of them.
Okay.
Is Raven going to try? Or?
Yes. Liquid, solid, gas, and oh, God, what's the.
Now you've run out of time.
Yeah. All right. All right. Fair enough.
So the fourth one is plasma.
Oh,
plasma.
Gosh.
My favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite.
My favorite one.
Plasma TV.
Definitely was going to say that next. Plasma TV has sucked.
Oh.
But, you know, but we've heard the word plasma before, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I think Raven got that one, right?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here we go.
We have a social studies question. As we've said a few times, they're doing the 13 colonies.
Oh, God. I wish they would be over with the colonies already.
How long do you study?
It takes some time.
We're getting crushed on the colonies.
So long for these colonies.
Right.
So one of the colonies, as we learned, is New Hampshire. What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Isn't it Manchester?
No.
No.
It is Keene.
No.
Oh, no.
Keene.
What is the capital of New Hampshire?
It's Concord.
Oh!
All right.
Stupid Concord.
It comes to the last
there
question.
There is a battle that comes with that one.
Right.
Number five.
Here we go. Number five for everything.
Another math question. How do you calculate volume?
Oh, gosh, I know this.
Raven.
It's mass times, it's not mass times weight because that's the same thing.
Final answer.
It's height, width, and depth, I guess. I'm screwing this up.
Anna, do you want to try?
I think it is mass times volume, right?
No, Raven was closer on that one. Length times width times height.
Oh. Well, I mean, isn't depth
which,
the same thing?
Depth is, right, exactly, which is why that you were close.
Yes!
Okay, you got that one.
I'm going to chew this dog toy right now.
All right, all right.
I made a difference.
Raven takes the win today. We'll go head-to-head again next week. Thank you, Miss Ayat. This has been trending in the news lately.
To relieve stress, have you tried screaming? The American Heart Association invited people to this screaming booth in Austin to reduce stress and improve health.
It's not just regular screaming, Raven.
Okay.
It's scream therapy.
Okay.
Primal screaming.
I mean, scream therapy means that you're allowed to do it. You're actually encouraged to do it. But what is primal screaming?
Well, there's a difference. There's actually a big difference. It's a specific scream. Here's the internet doctor guy explaining it.
Okay.
It's not screaming because you're angry, but it's really screaming to just relieve yourself of whatever was tension inside.
So it's kind of like everything that's in being released. It's not like you're yelling to be mad or angry at somebody or to direct your anger at someone.
When I hear the word primal, I think of that, right? Guttural, it's going to be low from the body. You might spit, though, when you do it. Like something might come out of your throat, too. Like you're reaching deep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just to prove that YouTube can teach you how to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a how to scream video.
It's a scream expert. This lady is a scream expert that teaches people how to scream correctly for primal screaming, which also probably comes if you just get scared at a movie theater at a scary movie.
I mean, she's probably got like 780,000 followers.
Billions. Like so many views. It's crazy.
The internet's a crazy place.
All right, scream expert, how do we start?
If you imagine that you had a bad day at work. So we take this sound and we extend it. So we go.
All right, you try, Raven. But of course, there's physical things you have to do, too.
Uh-huh.
Trying to touch your belly button to your spine as you're exhaling. So if you put your hands next to your belly button and exhale, and if you feel your core muscles engaging and your stomach trying to go in towards your spine, you're probably doing it right.
I just want to say, I don't know so much about primal screaming, but I always tell Hayden, my older daughter, to use her tummy muscles. Like when she's projecting her voice and whenever she has to do like public speaking and everything like that.
It's called your diaphragm.
Well, whatever. I always say your tummy muscles is what, you know, this mom calls it over here. And, and if you take your fingers and you push in your belly and you push in your core.
Right.
That's how.
What's the next step? I would imagine she has more.
Oh, there's definitely more. Yeah.
So if we take this feeling and we apply it to our extended like this.
Oh, you skipped it.
Whoa. You got to take the tummy muscles.
No wonder she's famous.
Yeah, she's so good at it, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, oh, doesn't it feel good? But there's one thing you're missing, Raven. The last piece of the puzzle that's the most important part.
I'm lightheaded. Get to it.
The last thing we need to do is open our mouths more. But we want that big open space because it leaves more room for the scream to resonate.
So you have to open your mouth really big while you're doing it and combine.
But do the rest of this
things.
Stuff the same, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually 100% accurate. Here she is recapping.
We combine, elongate it, give it more breath support. We open the mouth more. There's the scream sound.
Perfect. And you did it, Raven. You learned in the last 3 minutes and 56 seconds how to do a primal scream to release stress.
I might pass out.
I feel good. You always hear the word seance, but Patty Griffin is a medium. She's joining us today. And the first thing you said when we walked in I thought was really interesting is I don't like to call it a seance. I like to call it a gallery. What does that mean?
It just means that it's a gallery of your loved ones, a gallery of spirits. So we're sitting down and we have a lot of people coming with us.
When I think of family and friends, I've lost quite a few. It's interesting to think of them all hanging out in one room, like one of them paintings where you're at a diner with Sinatra and Elvis.
So when we're somewhere, like I could be anywhere, like we're sitting here right now, and I start getting messages, because they don't talk like us, right? They can't say, hey, could you let Anna know that this is who I am? It's almost like a movie screen. You're looking at that screen and they're showing you whatever they want to in your mind. And then I just start to say to you, well, what's up with this and what's up with this? And that's the way that it works. It's different.
It's definitely different.
Okay.
Okay. If I said to you, firefighter, fire, something like that, what would you say to me?
My wife's best friend was lost in a house fire.
Okay. Did somebody lose their fingers?
I wouldn't know. I didn't view her after, but...
No, I don't mean that. Hmm. Is there something... Did somebody get their nails done all the time? Did somebody do something with their fingertips?
I mean, my wife has a nail appointment today.
That is it. So her loved ones are coming through to let... And you said this was her best friend, correct?
Yes.
So guess what? Guess who's going with her to do her nails? And that is the way that they come through, to let you know I'm with you, that love sees all, believes all, never ends. And that is...
What time did you say your appointment was?
Where's my phone? What's going on right now?
So she's with her?
Yeah.
And she's here. How long ago is this passing? Because they don't say all that stuff when they're talking.
7 years.
Okay. Okay.
So
she's letting
still
you
a
know.
Lot of questions about how it happened.
So I could try, if you want me to, just ask me like what to ask, but if you could give it to me in a way that makes sense to me. Because I could
ask. Did somebody set that fire?
I get no. She says carelessness, but whose? I don't believe that it was hers. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, it could.
So here's the thing. They only give for a highest good, because I only read for the highest good, because we don't want to know bad things, right? We don't want to know something bad that's going to happen. They only give you bad, again, when it is for your highest good. So there might be something that she feels that you may, not that they lie on the other side, but sometimes they divert from the truth because they don't want you to get stuck on that, because they don't want you to think, oh my God, because when we're living, we're thinking about everything that happened to somebody that we loved, and we're thinking about things that we can't control.
Hmm. All right, do Anna.
And if I said to you, so my favorite flower is roses, right? If they're going to show me anything, it could be geraniums, it could be daisies, but they're going to show me roses because it's my favorite. It's also a name that starts with an R. Why am I acknowledging that to you?
Well, you said South Carolina before, and that's where my mother-in-law lived, and she passed away 2 years ago, and her name is Rosalie. Right.
So she's letting you know she's with you. Is there something about her jewelry?
I have Rosalie's engagement ring.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was very proud of it.
I noticed I keep talking with my hands since I've been in the studio, and I really don't. So I'm not sure if somebody is like speaks with their hands all the time or have them rolling all over the place, because that's kind of what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm Italian. So like I was saying, that's just kind of how we all are. I'm going to ask you, Patty, because I have to be honest, is that since my mother-in-law passed away, she's never come through. Is she okay? Because she died suddenly. And so did my father-in-law. So it just...
She says, I'm okay. She goes, not what we planned, but I'm okay. She said, thank you for what you did for her.
Okay. Yeah.
And she said, and I don't think she's a humble woman. Like, I don't. I think she kind of knows what she's doing. I think being on the other side has humbled her. And she sees the things that you've done. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. And the tears that you have cried for her. And she goes, thank you. You get me?
Yep.
She could be different.
She can make me cry.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty.
If you'd like to learn more about Patty Griffin, head to pattygriffin.com. Thanks, Patty.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you just have to decide who's right. Zach and Nikki. Nikki, what is going on?
So we're having some issues because of Zach's, like, Halloween decorations. Every year he goes out. He's very outlandish. He makes all these decorations. And it's like, it's cool. But recently the town, like, told us that we needed to scale it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what do you know? I don't know.
No, I don't know. You
yeah,
have to explain to me. What
well,
is it the town
I
wants
mean,
you to do?
So this year, the problem was there was, like, a severed baby. So I think that was just, like, a little bit over the top for them. I love most of it, but I think sometimes, like, that's his favorite holiday, so he just goes too far. So I think, yeah, the severed baby is a little creepy.
So hold on. Zach, did somebody complain or did the city just drive by and see it? What happened?
Right. I mean, the town doesn't come by and inspect your haunted house setup, I'm guessing. What's happening here?
First of all, our haunted house situation that's going on in the front yard is everybody's absolute favorite. We do it every single year. I mean, the kids on Halloween, they come through and it is a haunted house for them. You know, we get so many compliments and most of our neighbors absolutely love it. So I don't know. We got a letter in the mail telling us that we needed to take it down, which I think is ridiculous. And I'm absolutely not going to do it. Because it's a severed baby. It's a reverse nativity scene. It's hilarious. That's the whole point of horror and Halloween. It's fun.
I mean, I wouldn't know. Okay. Not the... Okay.
I mean, if it's even if it wasn't your taste, though, Anna, right? I mean, if you recognize the fact that this is something that's been going on in the neighborhood for years, you know, every year is going to be something outlandish. What's the difference, right? I mean, it's up for a few weeks and then it's over.
I agree. I do a lot of stuff in my yard that I think people would also think maybe sometimes is distasteful.
But you love it.
I love it. I mean, severed babies,
and it's
no.
your yard.
Yes. It's never been severed babies, but there's been some creepy dolls and some other things.
I mean, it depends on how lifelike those intestines are, really.
From what I gather, Nikki, you want him to remove the severed babies from the yard. And Zach, you do not want to because you want that to be part of the scare on Halloween for the kids in your haunted house.
Correct.
Let's see what the audience has to say. Is it going too far? Is there such a thing as going too far with your Halloween decorations?
Hey, if I haven't been ordered to, if I'm just being asked, I can tell you my answer. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I don't even like talking about it. Zach and Nikki are facing a little bit of a controversy within the house. They had an anonymous complaint about their Halloween decorations. Zach took it too far. He put severed babies in the yard. Kids walked through, do the whole spooky thing. Town called and said, you know, we can't force you to take it down, but it's pretty distasteful. Nikki says we should take down the severed babies.
Yeah, he says, listen, we've been doing this haunted house thing in our neighborhood for many years. None of the kids complain. And from all the neighbors that I talk to, they love it. They think it's a great thing.
Yeah, except for the one didn't say anything.
Well, Halloween is coming. You know, people love to hide behind their keyboard, though. We know how that works. And you know what? It sets a precedent. If he takes this one down, what do they make him take down next time, right? That kind of becomes a problem for it. He says, no, it's staying up.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle, whose side are you on?
So, you know, I'm torn, but I think I'm on the wife's side. Here's the thing. I do not think he should have to take down Halloween. Personally, in my neighborhood, I'm the queen of Halloween. Mm. I just think you crossed the line with the baby.
I agree.
Put an old guy's head, like sever an old guy's head.
Right. Nobody cares about the old guy, right?
Leave the baby out.
Oh, right, right. Man. That's just thinning the herd if we get rid of the old guy. You're right.
Raven, thank you.
You know what I mean?
No,
what's
I know.
Going on in the world? Because you're sending children to this house, so that sends an underlying message to the parents. No, you got to get rid of the baby. But everything else can stay.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Zach and Nikki do elaborate Halloween decorations every year, but this is the first year there's been an anonymous complaint to the city about one of their scenes in the front yard, which includes, and I hate to even say it out loud, a severed baby.
Mm-hmm. In a nativity scene, which also, you know, drives it home a little bit more.
I hate it.
Zach says, this is just Halloween, all right? It's going to be up for a few more days. It's staying up. We're not taking it down.
Nikki says, why are we going to get our neighbors even more angry? Like, obviously, it's just a small piece of the whole giant puzzle, so let's just take it out. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm with the guy. It's just a Halloween decoration. The whole point of Halloween decoration is to be scary. I get it can be disturbing, but the key is making him take off something because there's not going to be Halloween anymore.
And Ann Raven, who's this?
I'm with your husband. Honestly, the thing is that this is just the season for Zach. And listen, if you're going to go all the way out, listen, separate baby, mom without head, listen, just the expression.
Right.
I'm with the dad.
Right. Headless mom is good too, right? It's a good add-on. I like that. And in Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. Initially, I said, oh, it's not really a big deal. But once he said it's a severed baby in a nativity scene, I think you've got to rethink that.
We actually just got somebody that thought that a decapitated mom would be a nice add-on next to it. What do you think? Any thoughts on that?
That would actually be funny, but I would remove it from the nativity scene.
Okay.
Hey, Javier, whose side are you on?
I'm going to have to go on the side of keeping it up. I think people are just too sensitive nowadays.
I mean, what else is that baby going to do once we've cut it in half?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
Can we stop saying that? I would like to stop saying that today.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Zach, our audience agreed with you today. It's all part of Halloween, and if you don't want to take it down, you don't have to. If the city says you don't have to, then it's your choice.
There we go. That's exactly, I mean, thank you for the support. I mean, it's ridiculous that they would even say anything in the first place. It's not illegal, you know, and if they don't like it, they can look the other way or they can move out.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to let one neighbor kind of dictate to you what you're going to do, right, on your property. It's not that everybody doesn't agree with you there, Nikki, that it might be in poor taste, but for the most part, people just don't want to be told what to do. And if you do it this time, what happens next time? Do they decide werewolves are too much? Are vampires too much? Are ghosts too much?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Nikki, you going to be cool with that?
I mean, I have to. He's my husband, so.
Yeah. You should put one of them severed babies in a stroller. Take a nice walk through the neighborhood. That'd be fun.
I have a problem, too. Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,200 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, Jessica, you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Can you please leave the room, Raven?
Sure. Good luck, Jeff.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. He is taking his sweet old time. And now that the door is closed, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Same questions get asked to Raven. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play, Jessica?
Yes.
All right, let's win some money today, all right? Number one. 10-year-old Blue Ivy Carter casually bid $80,000 for a pair of earrings at a gala auction and lost. Who was her famous mom?
Beyonce Knowles.
Number 2. Tim Burton says he's done working with the Disney company because they only care about Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar projects. What was the 2019 Disney reboot that Tim Burton directed following an elephant with large ears?
Dumbo.
Number 3. U2's frontman Bono discovered that his cousin is actually his half-brother after his father had an affair with his aunt. What is the name of the lead guitarist in U2?
I have no idea.
Number 4, the People's Choice Awards nominees are out, and Taylor Swift is nominated for Album and Music Video of 2022, even though her new album just came out last Friday. The longest member of the SNL cast is hosting. Who is that?
Tina Thompson.
And number 5, fans are praising Disney's newest character, Bianca, the first ever plus-size hero. She's a ballerina. What classic ballet with a score by Tchaikovsky is about a girl versus an evil mouse king?
The Nutcracker.
I mean, you did really, really great, Jessica. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Come on, let's do this. 4 out of 5 for Jessica.
Pretty good, Jess. $2,200. Let's go.
Number one, 10-year-old Blue Ivy Carter casually bid $80,000 for a pair of earrings at a gala auction and lost.
Hmm.
Who is her famous mom?
It's Beyonce.
Yes. Number two, Tim Burton says he's done working the Disney company because they only care about Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar projects.
Hmm.
What was the 2019 Disney reboot that Burton directed following an elephant with large ears?
It's Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct. He might be right about that. I mean, it seems to make a lot of sense. You kind of focus on the ones that make you the most money, right?
Well, I'm sure you'll let Disney know you're discontent with their lack of new creative ideas.
Number three, U2 frontman Bono discovered that his cousin is actually his half-brother after his father had an affair with his aunt.
Okay.
Yep.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. What is the name of the lead guitarist in U2?
The Edge.
Yes. Number four, the People's Choice Awards nominees are out. Taylor Swift is nominated for Album and Music Video of the Year, even though her new album just came out last Friday.
It's really not that shocking, actually.
The longest member of the SNL cast is hosting. Who is that?
That's Kenan Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are tied at four.
Almost.
And number five, fans are praising Disney's newest character, Bianca. She's the first ever plus-size hero. She's a ballerina. What classic ballet with a score by Tchaikovsky is a girl versus an evil mouse king?
That is the Nutcracker Suite.
Yes, the Nutcracker, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jessica, he beat you 5-4 today, but you did so great. Thank you so much.
I'm Jessica, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,300 tomorrow, Anna.
She really did do a great job.